Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, it's the final hour on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show. Come on in. Stay a while. Should be a big night for Steph Curry. He tied the game with a layup last night with 48 seconds to go. And then the Warriors eventually won by 2 over the Pacers. Steph went 5 of 15 from three-point range. He's now one behind Ray Allen's all-time NBA record. You know, something that is always missed when it comes to Golden State. Dating back to last season, the Warriors have held 29 consecutive opponents under 50% shooting from the floor. That's the longest such streak in 2 years. 29 consecutive opponents under 50%. Now, we can give a lot of credit to Draymond Green, and rightfully so, because Draymond Green is a great defender. I don't think he's quite the defender that Steve Kerr says he is, but he's a great defender. And if you factor that in with winning some titles, then maybe he is going to be a Hall of Famer. Now, I don't vote on it, but if you factor those things in, you know, he doesn't lead in any real statistical categories, although he's a very good passing big man. But he is a great defender. But team-wise, and they don't even have Klay Thompson, who's a really good two-guard defender. But Golden State against the Knicks, and I would imagine Steph Curry, let's get this out of the way. And he did, you know, walk it back by saying, you know, I never should have said I could go for 16 threes in a game. You get caught up in it. The media got caught up in it. And I kept thinking, he's not making 16 threes in a game. He's just not. And it, as much as I love watching him play, and he's the greatest shooter I've ever seen, you're not making 16 threes. And Philadelphia had a great game plan. They played really well against him, limiting, you know, his opportunities there, and it felt like he was forcing the issue. Even against Indiana last night, 5 of 15. Now you have the Knicks, get a couple out of the way early, and then move on. Because I do think it's affected him. in the last couple of games. But, you know, Golden State continues to win. You get Klay Thompson back. I've said it all year long, even though it's not that long. This is a dangerous team and the team to beat out West. You know, I watched the Lakers. You know, LeBron is putting up good numbers. And, you know, if you look at his numbers this year, they're very comparable to his career numbers. Like, we look at LeBron and we think, man, he's not having a good year. Well, he hadn't been healthy. But when he does play, he's played well. I said it's not an aberration that he was going to stop going to the hoop this year. You know, when we saw those first couple of games, he was shooting a lot of threes. Well, this is what happens later in your career. And he's turning 37. And yes, is he slowing down? Yes. I like how an anonymous scout said, oh, you know, he's not the same guy with the same burst. Like, really? He's third in the league in minutes. Minutes per game. I think around 37, 38 minutes per game. I mean, eventually he's going to slow down. Does he have the same burst? Like, compared to what? Look at LeBron's numbers and look at Steph Curry's. And we think Steph Curry is having a great year, right? He's an MVP candidate, probably the leading candidate right now. Look at LeBron's numbers compared to Steph Curry. Very similar in points. LeBron, obviously, more rebounds, more assists, and shooting better than Steph Curry. I think LeBron is shooting over 50% from the floor. Now, he's shooting 35% from three-point range. Now, that's solid, but he's shooting too much. He's not a good shooter. He's a streaky shooter. But you're shooting 8 threes a game. Here's my problem. I want LeBron getting to the line. He's shooting 4, an average of 4 free throws per game. Maybe in the spring he will. I don't think he has a lot of confidence in his free throw shooting, first of all. Because if you do whatever it takes to get to the line. You draw contact. You want contact. You want to take it to the hoop. You know, we've seen that with Ben Simmons. You know, some of these other players, they don't want to get fouled because they don't want to go to the line. Now, there's talk again about Ben Simmons and could he be traded. I don't know if anything's changed here. Philadelphia still wants a couple of marquee players for Ben Simmons. And it feels like Daryl Morey, their GM, is going to hold true to that. He said, look, we may not trade him the entire year. Yeah, Paul.
I don't know how you trade for someone like Ben Simmons because he's not playing right now, right? He's a healthy scratch. I know he's got issues.
Yeah.
But if you're the team that's trading for him, do you talk to him and his people and say, well, if we trade for you, are you playing soon? Are you playing next year? Are you allowed to discuss that with the player before you make a trade for them? I'd like to know if he's going to play for my franchise.
Well, it goes back to what the Dolphins were trying to do with Deshaun Watson, because I was told they wanted to talk to Deshaun Watson. They wanted to know, will you settle these civil cases? And they were going to allow the Dolphins to be able to talk to Deshaun Watson, or at least his representative, just so they could say, look, we're not trading for you unless we know, like, what's going on here. And if I'm trading for Ben Simmons, then I would never trade for Ben Simmons without being able to talk to him. Not his rep, I'm going to talk to Ben. And that would be, hey, where are you mentally? Because that was an issue in Philadelphia. Still is. Yeah, McLovin.
But the only issue is he doesn't like the Sixers. There's no, everyone knows that's just the only thing going on.
Well, I don't know. Remember, he was having mental issues, and but he wouldn't go see the Philadelphia 76ers doctors.
Yeah,
and
that's how he could get paid.
I know. I understand the strategy here. But if I'm doing my due diligence, I still don't know where Ben Simmons is mentally. He can say, hey, I'm making this stuff up. There's something there. Because when he comes back, he's still not making free throws. This is still going to be an issue for him. He might say, look, my mental issues have to do with the Sixers make me mental. When I go to some other place, when I go to Sacramento, I'm going to be fine. Okay, maybe. Yeah, Paul.
But according to Ben Simmons and all the reports, The Athletic, Woj, he is, quote, not mentally ready to play. Not mentally ready to play for the Sixers, just in general. So is that a real thing that he's not mentally ready to play, or was it to get paid and a convenient excuse? Because we're told we're not allowed to critique him in any way for that. But if I'm the other team, I got to know, was that real that you weren't mentally ready to play, or was that a tool to get paid?
Well, I'm guessing that there's probably a little truth to both of those. Maybe a lot of truth to getting paid, but maybe mentally he checked out with Philadelphia. Doesn't want any part of the... We knew this before the season started. When I started to see tweets from Joel Embiid, I went, oh my gosh, they got a campaign going on. They're trying to let everybody know that they want Ben Simmons back. And they don't want Ben Simmons back. Doc Rivers said, no, we want him back. You don't want him back. You didn't want him back. Now, they might say, of course we did. But Ben had already checked out of the 76ers. And, you know, so now he's sort of in limbo. Who comes back and plays sooner, Ben Simmons or Kyrie Irving? And now the Nets are going to have to weigh the following. Do you let Kyrie practice with the team when you're on the road? Do you let him play on the road? Do you need him to play to win a championship? James Harden has not been great this year. Do you need Kyrie Irving to win a championship? And I think that's what the Nets are going to be. Like, there's a couple of things going on right now. You got COVID is, you know, decimating the NBA. I mean, look at the Bulls. The number three seed in the East. Their season has come to a halt. The NBA postponed their next two games because of a COVID breakout. They have 10 players who have entered the health and safety protocol over the past week. The Bulls have 8 active players. 4 aren't even on full NBA contracts. And now you're going to try to bring Kyrie back. You know, you're going to have different mask mandates in these cities. Philadelphia is considering that. Like, that, it's not over. It's not just New York. There's other cities that could say, we demand that you have vaccinations. And that could affect Kyrie if he's playing with the team and playing only on the road. Yes, Eden.
Earlier, Kyrie posted a video of him putting on sneakers. And people are interpreting that as, that means he's coming back to play.
Celebrity journalist Flo Anthony, who claims to have spoken to a source with knowledge from someone close to Woods, says Tiger is struggling.
Okay, so he's putting on... Are these the shoes that he made fun of and ripped on his social media?
I'm not sure.
Remember that when he was ripping how bad these shoes were?
I don't know, but these look pretty dope. Yeah. So, but they're his sneakers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, McLovin.
The headline was that the Nets had their practice facility reclassified as a work office and not a gym. So he's now allowed to get in there. So they think he might come back within a week or two.
Yeah.
That's a trick. That's a neat little trick.
Yeah. Well, read the fine print. You know, I guess if it helps the Nets here. But I don't know. It feels like Kyrie's going to play before Ben Simmons. And I wouldn't have thought that that was going to be possible. If you said a month ago, I would have said, well, Ben will obviously be playing somewhere. Kyrie feels like he's sticking to his guns. Yes, Paul.
We got to get jobs where you don't have to show up to work and you just get paid tons of money, yeah, where you just are a healthy scratch.
Yeah.
There's a lot of healthy scratches in sports these days.
Yes, McLovin.
I wonder, too, if Simmons and Rich Paul, if they'll let him get traded to Sacramento. That's I think, the big behind the scenes. Or a team that's not, he wants to go to L.A. or New York. Does he have any leverage on this?
I know. And then you always hear, well, the Lakers could be interested in Ben Simmons. Who are they trading? Because if you want marquee players in return, who are the marquee players? You're not trading LeBron. You're not trading AD. And you're not going to trade Russell Westbrook Jr. the third.
Oh, we're not taking Russell Westbrook
Jr. He's at least a marquee player. And I know Buddy Hield and R.J. Barrett are available with the Sacramento Kings.
Marvin Bagley.
Oh, Marvin Bagley.
Yeah.
Yeah, R.J. Barrett for the Knicks. Yeah, so I don't know if that's it. Philadelphia would go, we'll take Marvin Bagley and we'll take Buddy Hield for Ben Simmons. And I joked when this first happened. I said, you know, maybe Ben could go to Sacramento. You don't play in meaningful games. And then maybe you can get some confidence. Maybe that happens with Sacramento, that they bring in Ben Simmons. And, you know, I had a lot of people talk about, oh, you know, Portland's got to trade to get Ben Simmons. Well, Philadelphia wants, they don't want C.J. McCollum. They want Dame Lillard. And Portland, I would never do that swap, but I would consider doing something with Dame Lillard if I thought, bigger picture here, it helps us. You know, a team that I keep an eye on, nobody else does, Cleveland Cavaliers. They're a young team, an interesting team. Now, they still have Kevin Love, and Kevin had a good game last night. I think he had 6 3-pointers, and I thought he was going to be moved last year. But they do have an interesting young group there. I'm not a Colin Sexton fan. Garland's a good player. Evan Mobley, you know, I love him. Who's my center?
Jared Allen.
They won 17. They've lost 12. I mean, they're not bad. They're competitive. But yeah, and you know the Zion Williamson situation. I know that Pelicans trying to downplay this, but I was told a long time ago this is an issue. It's going to be a big issue. And now they want to downplay how much he weighs. You can downplay it all you want. All I know is he's not on the floor. And with that kind of surgery, that can derail a career. That can stay with you. Now, does he have to slim down, putting less pressure? I mean, here's a guy who relies on his ability to be inside. Most of his baskets are 4 feet away or less, and you need that explosion. And I don't know how he can go out there and exercise with a broken foot. So there are a lot of different questions here that are coming up. I did say I'm going to wait until after Christmas with the Lakers. Maybe I don't have to wait that long. Because I watch, and do I think LeBron can carry the team on his back? And that was my thought all along with Russell Westbrook. Let him take the minutes. Let him take the ball. Let him be sort of the energy guy. And then hopefully AD plays well, the role players play well, and then LeBron can come in and, right into the rescue. And maybe that can still happen. But Klay Thompson coming back with Golden State is the team to beat. And Phoenix is better than the Lakers right now as well. And Phoenix may be better than Golden State. But when Klay comes back, if he's 80 to 90% of what he once was, Golden State, they're the team to beat out West. And as far as the East, I don't know. Philly, Bucks, throw in the Nets. I don't know. Yeah, Paul.
From a storyline standpoint, wouldn't you prefer Nets Warriors in the finals than Nets Lakers?
Yeah.
I know Lakers is a home run always.
Yes.
I'm actually wrong, but because Lakers are a sure thing with ratings. But the Golden State Warriors versus Kevin Durant, while healthy, put that one to bed?
Content-wise, yes. I would say yes. And the fact that I've been drooling all over the Warriors since last season, that would be nice.
That'll make you look good.
They let me, yes, this is about me. They let me down last year. We're rolling out the behind-the-scenes footage from the calendar shoots exclusively on our newsletter. Today's video will be the Danettes doing the Bohemian Rhapsody shoot. And if you're not already signed up, go to danpatrick.com. Enter the box that pops out right-hand corner. Just put your email in there. And we're not going to barrage you with anything other than we'll give you updates on things that are on danpatrick.com. And the newsletter is so well done. And it's basically just a recap of everything we do during the day and a heads up on some of the other things. Podcast that we have on there as well. But go to danpatrick.com and sign up today. We'll take a break. We'll get to phone calls coming up right after this. I love Masterclass. You know, I did this last year where I gave a class to my wife. Now, you buy one, and then I was able to give my wife a Masterclass. Now, you would think I would be teaching a Masterclass, maybe interviewing, but hair, good hair. Maybe a grown man putting on makeup.
How to have good hair.
Yeah.
That'd be a good class.
I had to learn how to put on makeup when I was at ESPN. And nobody taught me. So I'm asking my wife. I'm borrowing makeup from my wife. And because I didn't know. We didn't have a makeup artist when I first started at ESPN. They said they couldn't afford it while they were making a couple $100 million a year. Oh, sure. But they don't teach a masterclass, I don't think, in that. But they have a wide variety of topics, all taught by world-class masters at the top of their fields. Usually about 20 lessons per class, 10 minutes per lesson. You buy one membership, you get one free. Masterclass.com/Patrick. Terms apply. You can find all classes, including new editions, on masterclass.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack
you,
one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Sunday Night Football on NBC. It'll be Tampa Bay, New Orleans Saints. Tonight, Warriors and the Knicks. Super Bowl going to Vegas 2024. Spencer Rattler going to SC, and I thought, wow, he's going to USC. No, he's going to South Carolina. The other USC. Rams hold off the Cardinals last night, 30-23. Everybody wanted to talk about Aaron Donald last night. everybody. Here's Matthew Stafford on Aaron Donald's greatness.
Yeah, I've seen it from afar. I've seen it up close, you know. I've been on the other end of that dang thing. So, no, he's a special player. He's a great teammate, great leader on the defense with really out saying much. You know, he just goes out there and plays at a high level. You're right, though. First snap of the game to the last snap of the game, the guy's affecting it in a positive way for our team. Covers up a lot of stuff for us on defense and makes big-time plays when we need him. So that's what a great player is, and he definitely is that.
Here's Sean McVay as head coach.
That's what the best do. They play their best when their best is required. We talk about competitive greatness all the time. This guy's the epitome of competitive greatness. Really proud of Aaron. Not at all surprised, but he's a special player, special person, and you felt his presence from the very first snap and then to the last one, and he was outstanding tonight. If he doesn't win NFC Defensive Player of the Week, something's wrong.
Yeah, but he wants to win more than Defensive Player of the Week. And Micah Parsons got it. Micah Parsons and I guess TJ Watt, maybe Miles Garrett, for Defensive Player of the Year. It just feels like it's going to be Micah Parsons for Defensive Player of the Year. I think, you know, playing for the Cowboys, having this momentum, and those games are always the most viewed games normally, and he's performed well. First of all, is Trayvon Diggs, but I can stay away from you if I want to. When it comes to a player like Micah Parsons, it's kind of hard. You know, they would teach you this. I remember Alan Page, Hall of Famer, played for the Vikings. And I remember that offenses would run at him because then they knew where he was. He had such great pursuit as a defensive tackle. He wasn't big, but he was athletic. And they therefore would run at him, therefore that they didn't worry about his pursuit. And some players like that, that's what you do. So you cut down on their ability to make up ground on you. And Micah Parsons is one of those players. I would go at him, not away from him, because he's going to catch you. He's that fast. And teams did that with Lawrence Taylor as well, because his pursuit was like no other player I'd ever seen. Yeah, Paul.
Josh Allen, the quarterback, he was talking about playing against Matthew Judon in the Patriots. He said, well, he goes, with an outside rusher like that, you're hoping you're offensive lineman could push him really wide, and then there's a big hole there to run through. He goes, so I don't really have a problem with those guys. It's the ones who are right in front of me that I can't avoid.
We were talking about Kyrie Irving and Ben Simmons, and you start to think about all these players in the past year who weren't playing, aren't playing for whatever reasons. Calvin Ridley, Ben Simmons, Marvin Bagley, John Wall, Zion, Kyrie, Deshaun Watson, Simone Biles, Trevor Bauer, Naomi Osaka. I mean, there's real star power that hasn't played for a variety of reasons. We still don't know what's going to happen with Deshaun Watson, because there has been no information on that. Yes, Eden.
Simone Biles not being able to compete in the Olympics was stunning.
Yeah.
That was shocking.
Yeah. And then you start to hear her talking about this, and what I think we were watching live during the show, and you know, Paulie goes, Simone Biles, she's not competing. She's grabbing her bag, she's leaving. And I go, wait, what? And then you realize what was happening in real time. Her teammates were finding out in real time. And a lot of this was she compartmentalized what happened with Larry Nassar when there was sexual abuse. And you know, you try to put it to the side because you're representing your country. You're making all this money and endorsements. Like, there's a lot of pressure. You're the face of women's gymnastics. You're one of the faces that NBC is selling with the Olympics. And it came out. It comes out in different times, in different places. As somebody who's battled depression, there are times when it happens where you don't even know why it happened and why you feel a certain way. But for Simone Biles, she got in that moment, and she couldn't get out of that moment, and probably still has a hard time defining it, explaining it. And people who have depression have a hard time convincing or telling people, explaining to people, hey, this is what it's like. Oh, come on, cheer up. And like, it's not that easy. Hey, come on, you got everything, cheer up. And, you know, the misconceptions of depression. And here's Simone Biles, who, you know, these women had to go through this, and then go out there and put a smile on your face. Go represent your country. And it just kind of was this wave that hit her. And she was like, I can't do it. And that's why when people talked about, you know, Tom Brady winning Sports Illustrated Sports Person of the Year, and I thought, okay, you know, he won a Super Bowl. It's a great story, but it's not a great story that hasn't been told about Tom Brady. Simone Biles, Giannis, those are, you know, those were two that came to mind. Certainly Giannis. I mean, that's a great story. I mean, that's a story that should be told and continue to be told. You know, what he came from, to what he's accomplished, to what he wants to continue to be, and staying in Milwaukee. And I don't know. There's just so much more to that. Who was the other name that I brought up aside from Giannis? Shohei Ohtani. Thank you, Paulie. That's a great story, too. I mean, you had, I mean, it's never happened before. Like he got flair, you know, coming over another country, owning All-Star Week. I don't know. There was just so much more to it. And I loved Sports Illustrated when I was able to be a part of the Sportsman of the Year Award. And I took great pride in it because it meant so much to me growing up. Tom Brady, I don't know. I don't want to say it's a cop-out. It was just, there was nothing new. Tell the stories. Giannis, Ohtani, even Simone Biles, to have the courage to do that. And it did take courage for her to do that. Because I know people are saying, oh, you quit her and you walked away and you're not tough. And I don't think she went, you know, I'd rather be doing something else than on this stupid balance beam. I don't think it was planned. I think it hit her in real time. And that's rare. Remember when Kevin Love walked off the floor? It hit him right then. It's not one of those behind the scenes where you go, what happened? Not a good headspace. Like Calvin Ridley. I don't know what's going on with Calvin. But I respect what's going on with him, that he had to check himself out. I understand that. Yeah, Todd.
You can easily argue the true toughness is recognizing you have a problem and being able to speak up and actually do something about it instead of continuing on and spiraling and playing the game and doing what you're expected to do when you just physically and mentally can't get there.
Well, we're so used to the athlete who fights through it. Well, you can fight through an injury. Fighting through depression or whatever it was that, you know, she was thinking about or going through, that's not something that's easily diagnosed. Like, I don't put a Band-Aid on it. I don't wrap it up. I don't ice it. And I think that's the tricky part of this. Because those who are not knowledgeable or naive or insensitive can pile on somebody because they don't want to play or they can't play. They don't feel like playing. And it's so much more than that. And until you understand that or you have somebody who is with you and you can understand it firsthand, then you'll never get it. Depression. Yeah. That's why I thought Simone Biles would have been great for Sports Person of the Year, because it would have been something that nobody would have expected. And I love the Greek Freak story and Shohei Ohtani as well. Those were stories that needed to be told. Tom Brady's story. Look, he's the greatest. There's nothing new here. Yeah, Paul.
I was watching the other day. It was like one of those Sports Year in Review shows, and they were showing the footage from the Olympics where Simone Biles is shutting it down. And what's not covered enough is the other athletes, too. Some of the other women on the team, they're not supposed to be in that event, and they have 2 minutes heads up. I think it was Jordan Chiles is one of the competitors. She wasn't supposed to be in that event. She wasn't warmed up, ready for the day, like to participate. And she had to, like, okay, you're up, go. And they don't give you like a 20-minute warm-up timeout because your teammate had to tap out. And it was fascinating to see the other athletes get their turns with almost no heads up, the other gymnasts.
And Simone stayed there and wanted to be a cheerleader. Like, it was important. And she could have gone back into the locker room, and nobody would have blamed her. But she got dressed, but she said, no, it's your guys' time. And she wanted to stay there and cheer them on. Yes, Eden.
You know, it's one of those things that you just don't really ever think about, the twisties. But as a gymnast, I'm sure it's like common knowledge. But, as, you know, just somebody watching on TV, it's like, dang, yeah, if you lose that ability to just have like supreme confidence in what you're doing and knowing which way is up and which way is down. I mean, it's just like crippling.
And you don't even think about it because, you know, they've been doing this. And then when you start thinking about, oh, my God, I don't know if I can do this or I can't do it the way I'm supposed to do this. Then they're going to take points off because I didn't complete what I was supposed to do. And then you get into your head. And I say this all the time about athletes. They don't think. They don't want to think. They think in preparing for those moments. But you don't want to. You react. You know, it's so subconscious of what you do. And I always bring up John McEnroe as an example because I ask him, I said, how do you do what you do? And he goes, I don't know. Because you do it. When you're preparing, you're like, okay, I'll practice these shots. But then the ball is hit. Now you have to hit that shot. And that's like Steph Curry. How do you do it? He probably can't explain it because he just does it. You talk to an actor. How do you do it? I don't know. I just do it. You know, when you start to think about it, then you're not able to do it. It's weird. It's just, you know, asking Joe Montana about this. Like, what do you think when you go to line of scrimmage? And he said, you know, I've already done my homework. You know, I know Jerry's there. I know John Taylor's there. I know that I got Roger Craig out of the backfield. But he doesn't know what the defense is going to do. So that's when you go, okay, I'm going to process this in real time. And then react naturally because you can't go, all right, I got 3 seconds, 2 seconds. I got to start thinking here. It's like, I got that, and then this is what I do. And that's where I marvel at these athletes. They don't think. They try not to because it feels like the more you think, the more you kind of get in your own way, that mental block or whatever that is. And guys will talk about going to the plate. You know, hey, I'm gonna wait for a fastball. You know, they just go up there and they go, if I see it, I'm going to hit it. And that's what the great ones would do. But you go up with a game plan. You always have to have that game plan. But it's when you get in that moment, what do you do when it's live? when those are real bullets there. And you're going, oh, my God. You don't have time to go, could you hold on for a second? I got to think about this. Update the poll results, McLovin.
Okay, we still have up who is more likely to reach Super Bowl, the Rams or the Cardinals. Rams won it. We were debating a question over here. Vegas is getting the Super Bowl. What's the one Super Bowl city you would like to visit Super Bowl week as a fan? Miami, New Orleans, Las Vegas. And is there any other city that I need to put on there?
Well, Los Angeles?
No. Do people want to go to Los Angeles for the Super Bowl?
Well, we are.
Yeah.
Like you're not.
But I feel like Los Angeles...
Wait, is that why you put it on? Because you're not going with us? Because you're quitting the show next week?
But Los Angeles, though, isn't like New Orleans.
I don't know. There's a lot of things to do in Los Angeles. You know? Yes, Paulie.
I think I know what he's saying, though. Yeah. You could be in Los Angeles during Super Bowl week and not know there's a big football game that weekend. Remember we were in New York for Super Bowl week? And people were walking around like, what's all these banners over there?
I know. If you went to a certain point in Manhattan, you would never know that there was a Super Bowl across the river. In Midtown, you knew it. But there'd be other places where if I said, hey, there's a big event going on Sunday, you know what it is? And people would be like, nope. Super Bowl. Yeah, Paul.
I mean, I'm sure Vegas has good food, but the food in New Orleans, I mean, that's next level. You get to spend 8 or 9 days in New Orleans. I put on 7 pounds that Super Bowl, and I was happy about it.
Yeah. Oof. Miami was spread out, though. Now, we had a great location, and both times we've been there, that first time when we were on the beach, that was pretty good. That's pretty good. Yeah, see.
I feel like we're snoozing on Vegas a little bit, though. Yeah. Because Vegas feels small townish enough that you're going to know the Super Bowl is in town, but also big enough to have a ton of fun.
Yeah. I want to go to Vegas for the Final Four.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I've been there a few times for the first 4 days of the NCAA tournament, not the Final Four.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I think, that's right, McLovin won't be going with us to that as well.
Well, I mean, if you guys are there on Saturday, we could stop by. We could play some roulette?
I'm sorry, who?
No, I'm not barring you. I'm just saying you're not going with us.
Man. I'm sorry, who's here? Yeah. Andrew?
Who? Yeah, who's the, who? What? Who's outside?
Who?
A guy named McLovin? Nah, I don't know McLovin.
From Superbad?
Yeah.
Oh. Bring him in!
No, he said he used to be on the show. Which show? No, your show. That doesn't ring a bell. Next Thursday, you're dead to us.
You mean Christopher Mintz-Plasse?
No. Next Thursday, McLovin, dead to us.
Well, I got on the show by just showing up at random times without your knowledge or foreknowledge.
Yes.
So I figured if I need that strategy again, I could just show up at a meet Friday. Just pretend, hey.
Oh, hey, guys. Yeah. What do you have? Steak? French dips? All right.
French dips, yeah.
French dips, huh?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. So next Thursday is the final day. McLovin walks out, and we change the locks. That's it. Then you're done. Fritzy says, I'm going to cry, and we have a pie to the face at stake here.
It just requires one teardrop.
Yeah.
You don't have to be hysterical or anything, but I do need one drop out of you to avoid that pie.
Will you cry?
I might. I get very emotional about stuff, and he's been my back row partner.
I've never seen you cry.
You've never seen me cry?
No, I don't think so.
Even after a bad Bronco loss or anything like that?
I don't think so. I'm not with you when they lose.
Maybe I'll hide in the bathroom and cry, but there's, you know, I'm been used to having Andrew next to me all this time. It's going to hit me. I don't know if I'm going to necessarily cry that day, but, you know, I've been thinking about the day.
You're not crying. You're not crying. Yeah, Paul.
I'm the king of no emotion. Fritzy's the king of fake emotion. Yeah. Like, we're all so happy for you. Or, how was your vacation? Fritzy is lovely platitudes.
Yeah, McLovin.
I don't think I've ever even seen Todd get the slightest bit emotional now that I think about
it. Yeah.
He is totally cold.
Yes.
I think when we were watching the Super Bowl with him that time in Los Angeles, remember the Broncos?
Yeah.
He was emotional then. He would be
Wait. He went to his room at halftime.
Right, but he that first half he would complain about like holding.
No,
oh,
yeah, but that was like, anger dude. Though, Seton.
But it was at least something.
That
out
was
of him.
Onion bagel anger by him.
Onion bagel energy.
Yeah. Yes, McLovin.
Yeah, he's angry as all get out. I mean, him and Paulie are emotionally dead inside. I think
Paul is.
You know, when remember we had Geddy Lee from Rush call in?
Yeah.
And I picked up the phone?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I got emotional, but I had that little pause where, man, I'm talking to Geddy Lee.
Okay.
That's the kind of emotion I get. I don't think I get emotional about puppies and kids and stuff like that.
Seton gets emotional.
Are you kidding me? I'm a roller coaster.
Yeah, I'm a mess.
I'm a mess.
Yeah, I am. I embarrass my family. Todd, when's the last time you cried publicly?
Last time I cried publicly? Not very recently. A lot of that's done.
How about anywhere? Last time you cried?
I think I was looking at some old pictures the other day on my phone of like the kids when they were little, and that got me all choked up.
Oh, I think you were looking at other pictures on your phone.
Well, I get emotional a different way about those. But as far as emotional, like I'm really caught up in the moment of sadness or missing the kids at a certain age, that stuff kind of hits me off.
Do you have the sound effect from Todd yesterday, Seton? Best and worst of the weekend, Todd, start with you.
Best, the way the Broncos honored the Western.
What happened?
It's as if I was like jumping into the pool and I had to like hold my breath or something. Just attach that to the cough and the laugh and everything else.
No, it's like you're on a bike and you swallowed a bug. Best
weird.
And worst of the weekend, Todd, start with you.
Best, the way the Broncos. I think I pressed my on-air mic button a little too soon, and that was meant to be my own breath, and then I should have hit the button.
And we'll take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, and you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com. ExpressPros.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Last call for phone calls, what we learned, what's in store tomorrow, all of that forthcoming. Davis in New York joining us. Hi, Davis. What's on your mind today?
Okay, so I have a question for McLovin. So I know Dan Patrick said on two Fridays ago that he would give you a sports Emmy if you guys won. But McLovin, would you give Dan Patrick a sports Emmy if you won your first year of being a host?
Okay. Thank you, Davis.
What? That's on in play. But yeah, no, I would not give. No, I would give you a sports Emmy.
No, because I'm not part of your show that you're leaving us for.
Yeah, the Emmy is for this year, 2021.
Yeah, I would give you a sports Emmy, even though you're leaving us, when we get the award coming up in whatever that is, March or April.
We've had a lot of situations where people were on our list at the Emmys who no longer were with the show on the production side. So, yeah.
I would give you a sports Emmy if we won this year.
I mean, my worst fear is 2022.
Yes, that's what I'm hoping
April
for.
That would be...
It would be awesome if we won the sports Emmy the year after you left. Yes, Eden.
Which sports Emmy would mean more to you, Dan? 2021 or 2022?
2022. Absolutely. It'd be awesome.
It's like Brady winning without Belichick?
Yes. Well, no, Belichick's one of the
all-time
greats.
Kobe winning without Shaq?
No.
It's more like Brady winning without N'Keal Harry.
Hey, I got Heisman Trophy odds for next year. It's never too soon to talk about it. Bryce Young is your favorite. C.J. Stroud. Spencer Rattler is back in there as South Carolina's quarterback?
Shocked.
Come on. Caleb Williams. I would put Caleb Williams in there before Spencer Rattler. Tyler Van Dyke Jr. III, Miami. Kenneth Walker III. Who else is in here? JT Daniels, DJU, Quinn Ewers. Quinn Ewers went to Texas Tech?
No, Texas.
Oh, Texas. I can't keep track. That he was at Ohio State. He graduated early from high school and then went to Ohio State, was there this year, now transferring to Texas. Yes, Paulie.
Every other quarterback is either going to the draft or in the transfer portal. This is transfer portal week. Yeah. Everyone's moving.
Yeah. So Bryce Young trying to go Archie Griffin back-to-back. C.J. Stroud. Spencer Rattler, they tried to put him in there this year, and I said he's not consistent. Yeah, McLovin.
But if you look at the history of the award, transfers have been winning. Joe Burrow, Kyler Murray, Baker won, right?
Yeah. I don't know if South Carolina is going to be good enough. Right? I think that you got to factor that in as well. Ohio State's going to be good. Alabama be good. Oklahoma be good. Miami, maybe. Michigan State. Like, you got to factor those things in. Is Spencer Rattler going to have a standalone game? I mean, is that Alabama, Georgia? Like, if you do that, maybe? Yeah, McLovin.
Well, you put it that way. Why does this poor kid want to go to the SEC?
I know. I thought he was going to go to Alabama, but you can go to South Carolina. That's been a while since they've had a really good quarterback there. This day in sports history, Paul.
1952, the Brooklyn Dodgers signed a pitcher named Sandy Koufax, Dan. 1984, Howard Cosell.
Was that 52 or 53?
I have 52 for the signing, made his debut in 53.
Because I've got him with a $6,000 contract and a $14,000 signing bonus, and he chose baseball over basketball at Cincinnati. So 52 or 53?
Yes,
okay,
correct.
Okay. One of those 2 years.
One of us is very right.
Yes.
1984, Howard Cosell retired from NFL's Monday Night Football. Mm. In 86, Dan Marino set the NFL record for career 400-yard passing games with 7. 1997, Barry Sanders, the Lions, ran for more than 100 yards in his 13th consecutive game.
Also on this day, 2019, Joe Burrow won the Heisman. He received 93.8% of the possible points, the largest win in Heisman history. By comparison, Bryce Young had 83%. That's seventh all time.
Stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Paulie has a Steph Curry game before we say goodbye.
Very quick. Over under 5.5 threes made for Steph Curry tonight.
I'm going over. Anybody want the under?
I'm going to go under with 5.
Okay. Of course you are. You couldn't go 3. You had to be really close. Can't
it's
be extreme.
It's going to be just below the half mark.
Okay. Go under with 4.5.
Yeah. That's what we learned, brought to you by the 2021 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. extraordinary runs in the family. Every member waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. Make sure you get your orders in by tomorrow so you get them in time for the holidays at danpatrick.com. Thanks for joining us. We'll do it again tomorrow. For Seton Pauley, Fritzy McLovin, yours truly, this has been the Dan Patrick Show. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow. One more item. We close out this show. Simply Safe Home Security. Now's the time to do it. Simply Safe Holiday Deals. Just because you're a Dan Patrick Show listener, you get early access, 40% off their award-winning home security. The award that they won, among the awards that they've won, Best Home Security System of 2021 by U.S. News and World Report. You get it monitored around the clock, trained professionals. They send help the instant you need it. Comprehensive sensors, cameras, everything you need. Make your home safe. You customize the system. You can do it online. It'll take you a couple of minutes, delivered right to your door. No long-term contracts, commitments, or hidden fees. It's really easy to start feeling a bit more peace of mind. And biggest discounts of the year, you can get a complete home security system starting at just over $100. So take advantage of this as a listener of this show. Simply Safe's holiday deals. Get 40% off your new home security system. Visit SimplySafeDan.com. SimplySafeDan.com for 40% off your entire system.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Six podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.